USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is again apologizing after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face to a costume party in 2001. Two similar incidents have also come to light. Trudeau tells reporters there's no excuse for what he did.
Darkening your face, regardless of the context or the circumstances, is always unacceptable because of the racist history of blackface. I should have understood that then, and I never should have done it.
Over 1,000 people have been rescued or evacuated in the Houston area as the remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda batter the area. Tammy Loop says flooding barely gave her time to collect her things and turn off the power to her house.
It came in quick. Like, we got up what we could.
Loop was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The General Motors UAW strike has reached a fourth day, and it's still not clear whether a deal is in the near future. General Motors has now stopped funding United Workers' health care. People on the picket line in Detroit tell Fox News they're not backing down.
At all the lines that I've seen, this has gotten kind of the most positive response.
What else are we doing if not supporting working class people who are organizing collectively for economic dignity and health care?
This may not be our job, but it really is our life.
A federal judge on Wednesday denied bail to Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani after he was accused of sabotaging a jetliner in July and is believed to have possible links to ISIS. Texas Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw reminds us on Fox News.
They're often disgruntled in their own lives, and then they look to the outside. Maybe it's ISIS ideology, maybe it's to something else, and they look for that reason to, I think, back up their beliefs and back up the actions that they want to take.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study out from the nonprofit group EducationNext.org finds that 49% of Americans favor a voucher system that helps low-income students to cover the cost of private school tuition. Now, that's up 12% from 2016. The study also finds that public support of charter schools is at 48%. One of the main draws to charter schools and school choice is the fact that the parents are in control of how accelerated the classes and learning can be. I had a chance to catch up with former New York City school teacher Robert Pondicio. He's also the author of a new book titled How the Other Half Learns, Equality, Excellence, and the Battle Over School Choice. And he says this one-size-fits-all approach to education is not working.
Well, this is why I'm, you know, an unapologetic choice guy, because if you feel that this is, if any school, if you feel that the intensity is too much and you don't want that for your child, well, then you shouldn't have to send your child to that school. On the other hand, if you are, you know, a tiger mom, you know, to use the cliche, and you want your kid, you know, prepared and accelerated to go as fast and far as he or she can, well, then you should have the right to choose that kind of school as well.
And in sports news, week 3 of the NFL kicks off on Thursday night with the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Tennessee Titans. Kickoff is set for 8:20 Eastern Time. For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.